Zhu, hello. Welcome to Negative Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. I'm your host, Leah Lem.
And I'm your other host, Cole Primo. Meet Gwech for joining us today, and it's a special day. We'll get into that later. But first off, Native Lights is, at its core, a place for Native folks to tell their stories. Each and every week, we have wonderful conversations with great guests. We talk to them about their gifts and how they share their gifts with the community. And it centers around, you know, finding purpose, and we're amplifying voices today in a different setting. Leah, what's going on?
Yeah, we are outside. We are amplifying voices from the Four Sisters Farmers Market. We're here in the parking lot of Powwow Grounds and the Native American Community Development Institute in the Phillips neighborhood of Minneapolis. It is a warm one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very glad we have this, this tent, this massive tent that we're under, because I would certainly be melting if we didn't.
So. I think you are melting.
I'm partially melted.
I'm looking at you now. You're struggling.
We'll see where I'm at in a couple hours from now, but yeah.
But there's a bunch of tents. I see jewelry. I see plants. I see handcrafted things. Mm-hmm. I see books.
And amazing people. And we're right in the thick of it. We're right in the middle.
I got my iced coffee from Powwow Grounds, so I'm cooling off. Maybe that's what you need.
I might have to do that. Once the coffee from earlier goes down a little bit, and I need a second helping. But yeah, how you doing, Lee? How was the drive? I know you had a travel.
That's right. I took my war pony down from Grand Rapids down to Minneapolis here this morning, and I go back tonight. You know, as we record this now, yes, it is my kid's last day of school.
Oh,
yes.
So
it's a big deal. So I had to give him hugs and kisses and wish him a good day and all of that stuff. So it's a special day, but he knows. Mama got to work.
I'm already seeing some books that he might enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Kids' books out here. Actually, he likes all kinds of books, whatever age. yes. Yeah, because our dad will buy him books with, you know, dragons and very exciting content in it.
If there's a dragon involved, I'm usually on board, for sure. But, yeah, no, I'm just curious, Leah, you know, what do farmers markets mean to you? And, you know, how do you relate with them?
Yeah, I love a good farmers market, and Four Sisters Farmers Market is one of those that I have come to, I think, since it started. It means to me that we can buy produce and source our produce and food and goods from local creators, from entrepreneurs, and it's special because a lot of stuff is handmade. There's a lot of care put into the products here.
Yeah, and I like that it gets to the core theme of our show, which is sharing gifts. And these people are out here literally sharing their products, their food, their handmade items with the community. And it's great.
All right. Well, let's hop to it.
Yeah.
Buju, Awanakwe Indigena Kaz, Migazi Nido Dame, Gawababi Gani Kagandunchiba. My English name is Marcy Brendan. I'm White Earth citizen living in Minneapolis.
Wonderful, Marcy. It's so great to see you again in person
time. Like flesh and bone or whatever, however they
That's
say
right,
that, right?
Not over Zoom. Live in person. It's really wonderful. And what brought us together? The Four Sisters Farmers Market.
That's right.
How are you enjoying the day here?
It's a good day. This is the first day, and we have the pretendians playing. I mean, it's exciting in a certain kind of way because, you know, like everybody's inside all winter, then boom, all of a sudden we're out here in 90 degree heat with people buying stuff. Yes, it's good.
Yep. And you have a booth here.
I have a table, yes, and I'm selling my books, and I did some decorated jean jacket things, and then my granddaughter has her dream catchers that she made.
Yeah. That's so great. So you do so much stuff. I mean, art and writing and, you know, in the community. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a bit, are you going to be around Four Sisters Farmers Market all summer?
I should be here as much as I can every Thursday. And if I'm not here, my granddaughter, Siguan, will be here set up and selling for us. Because we also have the honey. I forgot to mention that. I have a granddaughter that has hives in my backyard, and we sell honey. So, yeah, it's a family thing. Yeah.
Great. So what are you up to this summer? What sort of art are you working on?
Well, I'm working on book 4 for the Cash Black Bear series. We don't have a title for it yet. And then I have what's called a standalone novel that should come out in the fall or spring of 2024, 2025. Again, no title, but it's a contemporary novel set up around Duluth, up that area. I guess that one's worked on. That's not what I'm working on. I'm working on a poetry book. Yeah, right now, just working on getting it in shape to get published.
Mm-hmm. Great. So the titles come last? Is that what happens?
The majority of the things that I write get titled with the help of whatever marketing department of whatever publisher I'm working with, because I am terrible at writing titles.
Gotcha. They are difficult. I know for even Native Lights and Minnesota Native News, coming up with the titles, it's hard. Yeah. It takes a minute.
And the marketing department will give us, you know, like 10 or 20 titles, and then we pick through and go back and forth. So I have input. It's just easier on my mind to have someone else start the process.
Now, the way I can relate to that is song titles, because I can write a song, but when it comes to song titles, I don't even know where to start,
right,
where to end. But you mentioned, you know, your granddaughters are out here. Just can you talk about how fantastic it is to have this family business, you know, all the family involved and at the market here?
Yeah, my daughter is here, and she has different tinctures and different jellies and jams. And then my granddaughter, Siguan, she has body products, you know, lotions and different things like that. Then my other granddaughter has the honey, and then my other granddaughter has the dream catchers. And I think that oftentimes in Indian country, we don't have like this idea that we can do a business. And I know that these are like teeny tiny businesses, but it's encouraging. You know, it gives the kids some money, spending money. It gives them something to do. It gives them a picture of what's possible, I think, even though it's minuscule compared to, I don't know, owning a construction company or something.
For the listeners who haven't heard our episode with you, could you quickly talk about, you know, what got you into being an author and writing books and all that?
Okay, so I've always loved writing. No one told me that I could grow up and be a native writer of books. So I was kind of old when I first started, like, seeking publication. But I'd already had, you know, I was writing. I was writing poetry. I was writing short stories. And I was interested in writing for crime because that's what I read. And so once I decided that I would write books, I decided to write the crime novels. And Jim Northrup was my first mentor in terms of novel writing. Buffy Sedlicek was a mentor through the Playwright Center for my plays. You know, so I've had a lot of encouragement since I started doing this to keep going. And people love the books, so I'll just, yeah. Short version, very short version.
So I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts. What draws you to the crime genre?
It's what I read. And I think because of the oppression in Indian country, it's so hard on us all of the time that for whatever reason, it seems like you read these things and you think, oh, well, that could never happen. Or, yeah, something like that just happened. And so there's some kind of validation about the struggle that so many of us live through, I think.
And where can we learn more about your work? Do you have a website?
I have a website. It's just marcyrendon.com.
Hey, perfect.
Yeah.
You got it before anybody else did.
All right.
You claimed the name. Cool. Well, Chimigwech, Marcy
right.
Rendon,
yeah,
thank you
much.
So much. And I appreciate you taking the time to chat at the market today.
All right. Good to see you.
Bonjour. You're listening to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. Native Lights is produced with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Today's episode was recorded at the Four Sisters Farmers Market in Minneapolis during the first market of the season in early June. The Four Sisters Farmers Market happens every Thursday during the summer from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's located in the parking lot of the Native American Community Development Institute at the intersection of Franklin and 15th Avenues.
My name's Janet Court. We're here telling people about the great win from that the East Phillips community has had, that the city of Minneapolis has finally been forced by the legislature to sell the Roof Depot building and the land around it to the community so that they can build their dream of an urban farm, solar garden, and community resources for the that the community needs desperately. There's going to be housing resources. There's going to be jobs there and also job training. We're looking at the community needs. We're hoping for this to be community run. The community is who has fought for this for those 8 years. We want them to reap the benefits of it. So it's what they need.
That sounds great. And how long have you been fighting for this?
We've been fighting for 8 years for this. And so the city thought they could wear the community down. They spent a lot of money on fighting us, but the community is held solid and tenacious.
Certainly. Could you talk about the missions behind this?
The missions are to reduce pollution in the neighborhood. This is the worst asthma. It also has one of the worst traffic deaths in the state. So it's to make this like every community should be a wonderful community to live in. We want to make this community a wonderful community to live in as well.
And how are you enjoying the market so far?
We are enjoying the market. It's been great. People have been dropping by. A lot of people know about us. People are happy about the win. Some new people just finding out about it.
It's great that you guys are out here educating people and letting them know what's up. And you can go to epnifarm.org for more.
That's correct.
Well, thank you so much for your work in the community.
Hello, everybody. I'm Thomas Draskovic. I'm the lead singer, songwriter, and rhythm guitar player for Pretendians. I'm Hunkpapa Lakota and Wachpekute Dakota, enrolled member of Standing Rock Nation.
I'm Christine Bartizol. I am the drummer for Pretendians Band. I am an enrolled member of Crow Creek.
You guys just finished up a powerful set in the sun here. What was it like? What was it like, playing at the market here?
It was great because I used to work in this community for quite a while before I went over across the river to St. Paul. So it was great to run into a lot of people that I've known for like the last 25 years. And just being back in the neighborhood here was great. And being asked to come to a venue like this, and being around the people itself and, sharing our vision with them, it was a blessing. Yeah. And personally, we haven't played together for like a few months, so it's been really great that we got a chance to come out and just jam out for the people. Yeah.
When you mentioned your vision, what does that mean?
Well, it's like, we tell our story from a very layered, nuanced, indigenous perspective. It's like we kind of have our own take on everything, and we want people to hear it. For me, I'm an educator. And for me, it's like that's a lot of what I write about is trying to educate people about indigenous, modern indigenous, people, and just kind of show them there's different approaches to telling your story. And so our music reflects that, we're not out there in the, you're in a Native band. Do you play the hand drum? Do you play a flute? And actually, I do play those things, but no, I'm not in my band. You know what I mean? So it's just something that we like to just kind of basically tell our own story in our own way.
Wonderful. So how about you tell us a bit about what you're up to this summer?
Yeah, sure. This is our first, time together after we recorded a new album up north with Rich Mattson. And we just got the final mixes of that, and we're pretty happy with it. So we're going to start putting some things together to support that and kind of push that out. So the next thing that we're up to this summer is going to be for, I think, Trickster Tacos for their anniversary show. And then in August, we have another one coming up then. And so right now, those are the things that are coming up. And just, like I said, we're kind of on a mini hiatus, and then now we're kind of getting ourselves back into the groove.
Buju, you're listening to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. Native Lights is produced with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Today's episode was recorded at the Four Sisters Farmers Market in Minneapolis during the first market of the season in early June. The Four Sisters Farmers Market happens every Thursday during the summer from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's located in the parking lot of the Native American Community Development Institute at the intersection of Franklin and 15th Avenues.
Here are Pretendians singing For the Sun off their self-titled album. Was Pretendians singing For the Sun from their self-titled album.
Well, I want to talk just a little bit about musicianship, and where did you get your musician spark?
Oh, wow. From the stars.
There you go. I love
it. We're all made of stardust. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, I just felt like I've always wanted to do something creative and to just do something different and do something that's original, something that is completely from me. And then finding other people that have that same kind of spark to be like, we're going to come together as complete independent people, but as we come together, we're going to create this very solid front and this very solid, like, together, really strong push. So for me, I just always love performing. So, yeah.
Who are your influences?
Oh, my influence is Be Real. And, you know, like, yeah, like, just native bands. Like, even moving here, like, Keith Cicola, we mentioned him earlier. He was a huge influence on me, and he's one of the people that kind of just wraps his arms around you and be like, hey, come on, man, come up here. Here, here's my guitar. Why don't you play a song? You know, and you're like, oh, cool, all right. You know, things like that. And then, like, of course, like, the old school, like, Redbone kind of stuff, you know. And but, you know, I also love a lot of metal, you know, Metallica when I was growing up, Megadeth, and things of that nature.
So speaking of Redbone, last summer we were asked to play a Native American music festival in Washington State on the Yakima Res called Tribal Palooza. And the headliner was going to be Jambone, who are the surviving members of Redbone. So we went out there and played that, and we had a blast. Yeah. It was really fun.
Excellent.
Really
good time. How about you? Do you have musical influences, drummer influences, perhaps?
Everybody I hear play drums is an influence. But I like, you know, some of my favorites are like Neil Peart. I think he's amazing.
Neil Peart?
Yeah. I like Rush. But I was a band nerd starting up, so I played clarinet. Up until 12th grade, so that was, and I lived in the country, so music was all I had, and so I just branched out into teaching myself how to play drums and guitar, and I'm actually a songwriter, and have played in bands where I front and play guitar and sing, too, and then we met, I think, in 2013 or 2014, and they needed a drummer, and we just started kind of hanging out at our practice space, and that's how we kind of came to be. It just happened organically. We all met at the right time.
Excellent. So. Wonderful. Yeah, it looks like your guitarist is back here hanging out. How's it going?
All right.
What's your name?
Al Grande.
And what brought you to the Pretendians?
Well, Thomas and I were in a previous band called The People's Chariot, and then that disintegrated.
Okay.
And then we just started a new band with
nice.
Christine, and yeah, and it's been a lot of fun.
How about your influences? What are some of your influences?
I like a guitarist
music?
Named Mark Rabeau and David Gilmour. And they're like just noisy guitar players.
Well, it sounded great. I know it's warm, but you made it through.
Yep.
Excellent. Cool. And what do you have any gigs this summer?
It's to be announced where it's going to be, the Trickster Tacos
thing. Right.
And then this guy over there asked us to play at his garden around the solstice. I don't exactly know what that entails, but we'll find out.
Could you just, before we let you go, could you talk about just one of your songs that, you know, mean the most to you, or something that, you know, just talk about a song that you like that you've done that, you know, you like.
I would probably say the song that we started our set with, the 38. That's a dedication to our ancestors that were hung in Mankato, Minnesota, after the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. So it's talking about them, and that's pretty much how we were come from South Dakota, because our families were put into exile after the standing up for themselves and fighting for their survival, basically, of our people. And they got, you know, shipped out of here, so exiled. And so we're technically living here as refugees. And so I wanted to speak to that strength of our people that, no matter what you do to us, individually or collectively, you're not going to get rid of us. And we're always going to be here, and we're going to speak our truth no matter what.
Wow.
And so to me, that song means a lot, because it's the strength of our ancestors that kept us going as a people. And I want to honor that and show that we're going to continue on, and we're going to keep progressing forward no matter what they do. So, yeah, that means a lot.
There was one more band member that we haven't been able to talk to. Could you just quickly tell us the bass player?
Sure. Her name is Jill Bartizol, and she plays bass locally, and she plays bass in a lot of other bands. We acquired her talent last summer, I think. I think it was August. August, she came to play with Pretendians Band, and she's been, I think, one of the best additions to our group. I mean, she's just amazing. She's so good, very intuitive, and it's the bass player we always should have had.
Well, thank you so much for your music today, and not only that, but, you know, bringing awareness with your songs today. So thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Weak Gemini, Yamani Sang, Shagalohakin, Gek Suyapo. By the poison of hate, yeah.
crazy soldiers killed in 38. The land of our own was a settler's power. While the cordless died at the whim of the cowards. And it's useless now by Lincoln's people. While your honor, our treaties, never, never your equal. So you keep those in thyself. You have that truth. Big city builder. Let the cornerstone. Keep those in thyself. To please the masses. Sell and sing our people. Till time passes, corporate projects due to the trade, put our earth on her last leg. Her mother was alive, but now she's a black, with generations of victims etched down her back. That's the needs of our people now fading fast, and being put in the book to be shelved and passed. So you keep them in that cellar, to have that truth. Big city builders, looking for their stone. Keep them in that cellar, to please the masses. Silencing our people till the time passes. Culture, did you think you could take it? The cycle of violence kills those who make it. Let them eat grass and they are part of nature. Now two steps, that is from a lustful creature. I trick you with the games that you make to ensnare. But the lessons of a 38, I'm prepared to take back what's ours. 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 Take back what's ours. Take back what's ours.
That was The 38 by The Pretendians.
Yeah.
Amazing people today, amazing music. What are you thinking, Cole?
Yeah, it's been really great today getting into the community. You know, it's been a treat to see people face to face and, you know, just and seeing some familiar faces.
I know. You know, it's just so fun because, you know, I drove down from Grand Rapids 3+ hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see a friendly face after another. Hey, Buju, honey, like, what's going on? And, you know, this is really, like, the heart of the community.
Yeah.
Here in the American Indian Cultural Corridor. It's so lovely to see people that you know. And it's like, you could go here. And that's what I loved about, like, Powwow Grounds, All My Relations, Art Gallery, and this area here, is you could go here by yourself and know that you're going to run into somebody that you know.
And that's why I encourage anybody who hasn't gone here, even if you've been here multiple times, come check it out. Powwow Grounds, NACD, All My Relations Gallery, and Four Sisters Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. I'm Cole Primo.
And I'm Leah Lem. Miigwech for listening.
Gigawabamin.
Native Lights, Where Indigenous Voices Shine, is produced by Minnesota Native News and Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
KFAI's signature blend of music, news, and information has officially been recognized by the Museum of Abstract Radio, or MORE.
Indeed, KFAI is the apex of transversatility in a world so full of biting speculative reality that it isn't really real. KFAI is the underpinnings of an intentional and complicit universal truth that interrogates our senses with an all the more complicit experiential deference to the miraculous over the sublime.
What does that mean?
It means what it is.
But you like KFAI, right?
I believe I said that in so many words. You see, when it comes to the Museum of Abstract Radio, less is more.
Not when it comes to going to KFAI.org and clicking donate.
Most assuredly. The arts need patronage. And listeners are KFAI's chief backers and benefactors.
KFAI, where community, even one like this, grows.
Versatility.
When it comes to mental health, connecting with others can be a way forward. Whether you're struggling or know someone who struggles, see connection as a comfort, hope, and joy. Like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug. Together, we can find ways to create a path forward. For more information, visit mentalhealth.org.
The internet geeks at IP House are proud supporters of Fresh Air Community Radio. IP House provides internet hosting and access for your community, large or small. More information is available at iphouse.com.
Welcome to Counter Stories, a show by people of color, for people of color, and everyone else. I'm Hui Lee, owner of the Other Media Group, VP of Programming at Ampers.